As she came in, she handed a number of sheets of typewriting to Van Helsing. He looked over them gravely, his face brightening up as he read. Then, holding the pages between his finger and thumb, he said,
"Friend John, to you, with so much of experience already, and you too, dear Madam Mina, that are young, here is a lesson. Do not fear ever to think. A half-thought has been buzzing often in my brain, but I fear to let him loose his wings. Here now, with more knowledge, I go back to where that half-thought come from, and I find that he be no half-thought at all. That be a whole thought, though so young that he is not yet strong to use his little wings. Nay, like the ugly duck of my friend Hans Andersen, he be no duck thought at all, but a big swan thought that sail nobly on big wings when the time come for him to try them. See, I read here what Jonathan have written. That other of his race who in a later age again and again brought his forces over the great river into Turkey land, who when he was beaten back came again and again and again, though he had to come alone from the bloody field where his troops were being slaughtered, since he knew that he alone could ultimately triumph. What does this tell us? Not much, no. The Count's child thought see nothing, therefore he speaks so free. Your man thought see nothing, my man thought see nothing, till just now. No, but there comes another word from someone who speak without thought, because she too know not what it mean, what it might mean. Just as there are elements which rest, yet when in nature's course they move on their way and they touch, then poof, there comes a flash of light heaven-wide that blind and kill and destroy some. But that show up all earth below for leagues and leagues. Is it not so? Well, I shall explain. To begin, have you ever studied the philosophy of crime? Yes and no. You, John, yes, for it is a study of insanity. You, no, Madam Mina. For crime touch you not, not but once. Still, your mind works true and argues not a particulari ad universali. There is peculiarity in criminals. It is so constant in all countries and at all times that even police, who know not much from philosophy, come to know it empirically that it is.